Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I've got an incredible new interview here with one of my HMA consultants. The title is called How I Went From $70,000 in Debt to Making More Than $300,000 in Just a Year and a Half. A year and a half ago, Sam was $70,000 in debt. He had suffered through so many failed business opportunities that he says he couldn't even talk to his friends and family about them anymore because he had exhausted all the goodwill in that regard. But then he invested in the HMA system and has made about $330,000 since. He's paid off his debt, can talk to his friends and family again, and just got back from a month-long trip to Costa Rica. He's living the successful HMA life. According to Sam, the best part about it isn't what he's doing for himself, it's what he's been able to do for his clients. For example, when he got back from his vacation, one of his HMA clients threw him a huge surprise thank you party, complete with confetti, a cake, and all her family members, because Sam helped her go from being a struggling small business owner, barely bringing in $2,000 a week, to suddenly making over $9,000 a week. And in this audio interview, you'll hear how he's been making it all happen. You'll also hear 5 quick steps for landing 20 appointments a week using nothing but cold calls. Finding a list, getting in the right mindset, knowing the real purpose of your call, determining how many prospects to contact each day, and word-for-word look at the phone script Sam uses. You'll hear the incredibly effective but maybe even sneaky way Sam gets gatekeepers to send him through to the decision makers almost every time. You'll hear the one thing you should never say when you're on the phone with a prospect. You'll hear a step-by-step look at how Sam seals his deals and the one best trick he learned from negotiating expert Jim Camp that he says helps him do it. You'll hear about how to posture yourself in the initial meeting with a prospect and all about Sam's why me, why now approach that he says is the one thing you should always do before the opportunity analysis. You'll hear real-life insights into growing and managing your HMA practice, how many clients Sam says he can comfortably handle at one time, why he only concentrates on the core four, and the timeline he gives his clients. You'll hear the biggest future goal Sam has for his consulting practice that will make him even more money with much less time and effort down the road. There's no doubt marketing can have a life-changing effect on business, especially in today's economy. That's why Sam says he never tries to sell prospects on consulting. He just sells them on their transformation. So whether you're a new consultant or a seasoned vet, this audio is full of innovative tips and tricks that will help you transform every business, including your own. For more details on my HMA marketing consulting system, email me at senoff.michael@gmail.com. That's senoff.michael@gmail.com. Enjoy this interview. I wanted to interview you because you're a great example of an HMA consultant who's gone out there, gotten off his butt, and done something. And from what you expressed to me, you're having some success. And I like to bring the new HMA consultants and even the older ones new views from actual HMA consultants who are out there doing it. And maybe you could share some of what you've been doing and some of your success and how you've been doing. It's a big world out there. I'm sure no one's going to steal any of your thunder or take any of your clients because there's so much potential out there. And I wanted to do a recording of this and just share some of the stuff you've learned about what you've been doing. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to share some of what you've been doing with HMA. Why don't you tell me your full name, where you live, and do you remember how long ago it was before you learned about the HMA system and then what proceeded after that?
My name is Sam Maluccio. I'm in the Cleveland, Ohio area.
How old are you?
I am 34. So I learned about the HMA program 2008, maybe 2009. I really didn't do anything. I would say maybe until 2010. And I'm a J. Abraham, Dan Kennedy guy. And, you know, I've gone through all those guys, Ted Nicholas and Brian Keith Boyles and all that stuff. You know, I have all this knowledge and I've been helping people here and there. You know, why don't I take this a little bigger? My goals are pretty lofty. So I started getting out there and just talking to people. I think initially I was giving talks.
Was this before you got into the HMA material?
Yeah, before and after. And here's the thing. The HMA thing is excellent because it gives you a roadmap to follow. for building a company, I really enjoy that. I mean, because usually, you know, you're just kind of all over the place. You know what I mean? You go into an engagement and you have so many different ideas. You're not really quite sure where to start and you don't want the client to get upset waiting. So it's like very strong methodology as far as moving forward with a client. It's a great way to increase sales. It's going to work if you do it correctly. And so once I started, just went off to Hoover's and I bought a list from them, companies ranging $1 to $5 million area. And I wanted to follow the directions and really stay with companies that were small enough that I could actually talk to the owner if I called. So I did that and that was pretty successful. Most people are very skeptical. You know, they heard everything. You know, a lot of people have said a lot of things for a lot of years. And so it's very challenging to convince a lot of these business owners that they should be doing business with you. They want to do something, but they're not sure if you're the right person. And the second thing is time. Most of these business owners don't have any time to do anything, it seems. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, you go over their business, you see what they do on a day business. They spend, it seems like, no time working on the company. It's all in the company.
Okay, you started. You followed the HMA system. We recommend grab yourself a database if this is one way you want to do and start cold calling, which is probably one of the hardest ways. So from Hoover's, you ordered a list of companies within your geographical area within a certain gross sales range. You got the list, and you literally started dialing these numbers and calling these owners. Is that correct?
Yeah, initially.
What was that like initially? I mean, how many calls did you make a day? What kind of results were you getting in the beginning? Were you getting frustrated? Did you believe this would never work? Where did you make a breakthrough with the telemarketing on your own?
To be honest, I don't really remember my numbers perfectly. I know I should, but it's been a little while now. But I think maybe I was getting, out of the list, I had about 1,000 companies on my list around the Ohio area. And I was making about between 70 and 100 calls a day initially. And, you know, a lot of times the business owner's not there. I think I was getting maybe between 3 and 5 appointments a day.
You were setting yourself between 3 and 5 appointments a day.
Correct.
So what was the purpose of the initial call? Tell a consultant who's sitting there with a list or thinking about getting a list, what is his goal when he's making those calls? And what did you say? What did you find worked and what did you find did not work in accomplishing that goal?
Well, thanks to you, I heard about Ari Gelber, and he has this trust-based mindset where he talks about creating the trust on a cold call, not sounding such a salesman. So long story short, I would call and I would say, hi, my name is Sam. As far as getting to the gatekeeper, I'd talk to him just like I was talking to the owner, like I was having a general conversation with another human being. I'm not on a sales call. That's how I did it. And just another thing, too, is late Chet Holmes had this tactic where he said, statistics show you want to lower your voice when you call. You generally have more success, and it really worked for me. I mean, he's one of the best salespeople I've ever met.
Did you order Ari's material, or did you use the script that we outlined in the interview?
I wanted to know more about it initially. I didn't really believe it, so I ordered stuff from him.
Okay, and if anyone's listening and they're interested in his material, you can go to his website at painfreecoldcalling.com. That's painfreecoldcalling.com. Entertain me. Just role play with me just for a second. Give me an idea how it went. If the phone rang and I said, hello, Mike's Bait and Tackle, how may I help you?
Hey, Mike, how are you? My name is Sam Aluccio. You don't know me yet. Maybe you could help me out for a moment.
Sure. What is it I can do for you?
Well, I wanted to find out if you would be open to some different ideas about generating a lot more sales without advertising.
Are you selling something?
I'm not sure that I have anything that you absolutely need right now. So I just wanted to have a conversation with you and see how things were going. How's business?
Well, we could always use a little bit more business, Sam. I mean, you know that. What do you got specifically?
Well, I have a 7-step program that has been incredibly successful with helping a lot of companies increase their bottom line, double their sales even. And I know it sounds crazy, and a lot of people tell you a lot of things. I'm going to be in your area tomorrow between 2 and 3 o'clock. I was wondering, you know, if that would be a good time for us. Let's just have a quick chat, introduce ourselves to each other. No obligation, just have a conversation, see if I can help you.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, let me get back with you on that. I'm not sure if that's going to be a good time, but can I get back with you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get back with me. I'm just extremely busy. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be around for a while. I'm going to be out of town. You know, if you could just have like a 15-minute conversation or something like that sometime this week, if we could set it up, I can make sure that I'm back in town for you. When are you free?
Well, is this going to cost me anything?
Not to have a conversation. A conversation is always free. I promise you this. You're going to get a lot of information from me. Whether you decide to use my services or not, you're going to get a lot of great information from me about how to increase your sales free of charge.
Well, Sam, I'm real busy. You know, we've got a lot going on here in the shop, and it's fishing season. And can you follow up with a call maybe in January?
I can always do that. You know, I have a lot of clients of mine who initially when I called, because they had heard so much from so many people about increasing their sales, that they generally weren't interested. They did not believe what I was telling them. And so basically what we want to do is we want to show you how successful you can be and how quickly. A lot of people doubt it, but when I show them what's possible, their eyes really open up, and they're very happy they took me up on the opportunity to meet. And so I'm going to be in your area sometime this week. Just give me a time where we can get together.
So is this something we can do over the phone?
You know what? We could do it over the phone. I really like to do it in person, though, because I like to meet you. And I'm not trying to sell you anything up front. Heck, Mike, I don't even know if what I have to offer is going to be perfect for you. I do know that it can help you if you choose to use it. So many clients like yourself have done it before. I know that you're in the bait and tackle. How is business going?
We could always use a little more business. So you're selling a consulting service?
Right now, I'm just trying to see if we're fit for each other. That's what's important to me.
How'd you get my number?
I bought a list from Hoover's of companies and a certain criteria that I gave them, and they gave me your information.
Okay, okay. All right, Sam. All right. Why don't we meet tomorrow at 1? That would be fine.
Tomorrow at 1? Let's see here. Can we make that 1:30?
Sure, 1:30 would be fine, Sam.
Okay, Mike. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you then. And you know, I have a lot of great information to share. It's going to be great whether you decide to move forward or not.
All right, Sam, that's great. It sounds like you really internalized that whole selling process. Very, very good. So to answer my question, the consultants listening who are struggling on the phone and who don't maybe have an understanding of what the purpose of this phone call is, what is your goal for this phone call as a consultant?
I want to meet them. I want to look them in the face. I want to shake their hands and have a conversation. If you're married, you didn't get married on the first date, right? I think we got to get out of the mindset we need to whack them over the head right now. You know what I mean? And get everything we came for right now.
So do not try and sell the HMA consultant system over the phone. Sell an appointment.
That's what I do. I sell the appointment. I'm really good face-to-face. We could have a conversation with them. I take the opportunity analysis. It's really awesome. You know, I go through with them, and they're blown away by all the things. Like, whoa, I never thought about, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. And also, too, when you're talking to them, don't tell them anything. Ask them questions.
On the initial phone call.
In the initial phone call, I like to do that, but I'm really talking about in person. I know that's a big deal for me.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Well, you're talking when you meet them in person, don't tell them anything, or only on the phone call?
I'm talking about when I meet them in person, I really like to ask primarily questions.
Don't give them all your secrets. Don't throw up all over them with all your knowledge about marketing.
Absolutely. That's just the wrong way to go. They're not even paying attention when you do that. But if they say something, it's true.
All right. So step one is getting the point. So you were doing 70 to 100 calls a day, and you were setting yourself between 3 to 4, maybe sometimes 5 appointments a day, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just give a realistic view. Let's say during the week you've set 20 appointments for the week. How do those 20 appointments ferret out? Do all of them end up going through? How many would you say end up flaking out, changing the date, never confirming? Out of the 20 you set, give a consultant a realistic view of how the numbers play out.
If I said 20 appointments, I probably mean 10. Out of 10 get pushed back. Someone's just not there at all. Who knows?
Do you confirm for each appointment before you go out?
Yes, I try to at least.
And when you do, when do you confirm? The day before the appointment?
Day before.
And you make contact with them. You say, this is Sam. I'm just confirming for our appointment tomorrow at 1:30.
Yeah, sometimes you don't meet them, though. You don't get them. That's a challenge, too, for small business owners is that sometimes they're not there. Or they're so busy working in the company, they don't have time to take that call. That's the hardest part is getting to talking to them. if you can talk to them, you can get a lot.
If you haven't confirmed one, you will go out to the appointment.
Yeah, I'm still going to honor it and just see if I can just shake their hand and talk for a few moments.
All right, so 10 will get shifted around or postponed. Out of the 20, will you see 10 of them face-to-face, average about?
Yeah, between 7 and 10.
All right, so out of those 7 and 10, what's the goal of that first face-to-face meeting? Have you let them know that you're going to need an hour of their time, or have you told them it's only going to be about 15 minutes because we know an opportunity analysis is going to take some in-depth time? Do you leave it open? Do you just see how it goes? What's the plan when you walk into that business and you're going to meet them face-to-face? Take us through the steps, Sam's steps.
Well, I guess my purpose is I want to get into an in-depth conversation about their business and where they're not getting what they want as possible. There's a couple of people, Oren Klaff, this guy, he recently came out. I'm just sharing this because I think your subscribers would be interested in it. Oren Klaff, he's this guy who raises money on Wall Street. He talks about being the prize rather than trying to be this, you know, commodity type situations. It's really a different approach. And I really like it because it's really about posturing. You have something that's so incredibly valuable that people should really take it seriously. And if they're not, I mean, it's their loss. And so I try to posture myself as much as possible. So long story short, I would never say we just need something because I feel like that minimizes me and my time and who I am. So what I want to say is, you know, if anything, I only have a few moments of your time. I only have a few moments to be here with you. I'm on my way to another client. So the faster the week gets started, the better. To somebody, it might sound a little bit rude, maybe. I don't really think it is. I think it's valuing my time and it's letting them know that I'm somebody who's serious, not just to be disrespected or played with. I think it's important.
Right, so when you meet them, you let them know that, you know, this is important, your time's valuable, can we find a quiet place to sit and just have a chat? Do you direct them back to their office? Do you have a favorite place to meet? What's the strategy there on that first meeting?
I said that, unfortunately, my time is short. I have to meet another client here soon, and so I would like to help you. Let's find a quiet place where we can talk. Can I shut up? They're like, oh, okay. And usually we find some other place, you know, some quiet place to do it. First question I asked them is, before I even gave them the opportunity analysis, I said, well, why did you decide to meet with me? And they're going to give me an answer. And that answer, I have to dig into it a little bit to make sure that they know exactly what's in it for them.
I'm sure you remember some of their responses. What have some of your clients said when you asked them that?
Well, you called me talking about how I can help your business. And so I'm like, okay, so you're saying that you need more sales? Yeah, yeah. I could always use more sales. Okay. And then I would ask, well, where do you want to be? Is this your dream business right now? Let me give you the methodology. So first thought is why me, why now type situation to get the juices rolling. And then the strategy is I want to ask them where they want to go. Then I ask them what's stopping them from getting there. Then I ask them what I basically need to do to help you get there. And then I go into the opportunity analysis.
Do you give them a copy of it or do you just have your copy?
I give them a copy.
How do you preface the opportunity analysis? Do you say, well, can I ask you some questions? This is called an opportunity analysis. It's going to help identify. You know, what do you say?
Well, I say now that I basically know what they want and what's stopping them from getting there, I just start in with it. I said, well, you know, let me ask you a couple questions. I ask the first question, whatever it is. You know, sometimes I change my opportunity analysis to include some more things. I mean, you're going to obviously edit it for what you need, but it's basically the same premise. I just go into it. And you don't have to ask every question. You could ask a few questions maybe that you highlighted that you think would be of the most important. I ask them, the big one is about the unique selling proposition and what differentiates you from other businesses in your industry. And they always give you the dumb, well, you know, value service, I don't know, type answers. And I said, well, we decided to choose a baker. How do you choose? And they say, well, I don't know, but I know the guy. I said, okay. So people who don't know you, they're never going to come see you? Well, I don't know. I mean, we have really good service. Da, da, da. I said, okay, so say that you didn't know the baker. And I drill down on this because it's really important because at the end of the day, I want them to realize that there's no unique differentiation between them and somebody else. People are not going to be as excited to come see them. I mean, it's just a matter of price at that point. And if you want to be always playing the price game, that's fine. Feel free. But it's not going to get you where you said you wanted to go. And I do all that through questions, and obviously it's a longer process, but I'm just trying to explain the methodology here.
So you take them through the opportunity analysis, and how long have you seen these meetings take with clients? Do you cater it depending on their schedule? Do you kind of identify how much time you have for this meeting and work around that?
Yeah, whatever is right for you. I've had conversations in which I pretended like I called my next appointment and rescheduled, and I've had situations in which, you know, the guy was such a jerk that I really just wanted to keep that kind of ironclad, you know, how to pitch anything mindset where it was just like, I'm out of here, I only have 15 minutes, this is the gist of it. So sometimes it was quick, but what I always do though, no matter what, even if I can't get to the opportunity analysis, what I always do is do the what I mean, why now, where do you want to go? What's stopping you from getting there? This is what we can do. Are you ready to move forward? So if you saw the transformation, they always want to do business with you, and they're willing to pay whatever you ask them. But if you're selling consulting, it's hard. Well, it's not hard. It's just a lot more challenging. So I sell transformation, but I don't sell consulting. It's important.
What's your strategy after the opportunity analysis? How do you close, or do you look at it as closing, or do they close themselves? Take me to a decision process and how you seal the deal, and specifically what you do with your clients to seal the deal. Do you sign a contract? Give me the steps that have worked ideally for you in your consulting practice.
I might only ask them 15 questions of the opportunity analysis. After I ask them those questions, I tell them how it can help. If we did these things here, I tell them how it could help them, and I keep referencing that initial vision they gave me of what they really wanted their business to be, and I take it away, and I said, if you don't do something, you're always going to be here, and if that's fine, great. But if you really feel like you would like to move forward, I'm ready to help you do that. Are you ready to move forward? That's my close.
When you say that, and they say, yes, I'm ready to move forward, how do you take it from there? How do you move forward with a client?
I recommend four steps to begin with. First is setting up a unique selling proposition, and then we integrate that unique selling proposition through all of your material. And, you know, just take them through that, the first four of the seven steps. And what I charge is $1,500 per step, and I leave it with that.
Do you ask for a deposit or a payment on the first meeting, or do you ask for it when you come back to start integrating the first step? Do you package it? Do you want them to pay all at once, or do you want them to pay step by step?
It depends on the company. I mean, some companies are bigger. I know I can get it right now. And most time, though, I do half. I'll take deposit on the first two steps. You can write me a check for $3,000.
And they'll write you a check right there, and then you set an appointment and start getting to work?
Correct.
Do some ask for an outline or a prospectus or a contract of what they're going to get, and are you prepared for that with the four steps?
Usually, if you do a good enough job of asking them, you know, why me, why now, really building that vision in their head, your Jim Camp stuff is really great. I mean, if anybody who is going to be out, somebody needs to go through the Jim Camp and the REL person, they have to go through it. I really, really recommend it. You know, Jim Camp is teaching you how to negotiate and how it's really done. It's really fascinating.
Did you go through his negotiating training?
I did go through it.
You did? Okay. How long ago did you do that?
About a year ago.
All right. And who was your online mentor? Was he helping you personally? For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
He has this new program called his Brain X.
Yes, I've seen the Brain X. Is that what you use?
Yeah, that's what I use.
Was it tough getting through it all?
No, I have a voracious appetite for information. Every day I spend 2 hours learning.
So what was the biggest thing you learned from Jim Camp's negotiating training, the Brain X?
Well, man, there's so much. Honestly, Mike, it's invaluable.
Yeah.
I would say that building the case in their head, the interrogative questions, five of them, how, why, when, where, and who, most important questions you can ever ask. Everything else, you really want to just kind of let them go if you can. And so what I mean is, you know, how business right now? Well, why are you doing that? Well, who's responsible for this? Well, when are you going to decide that you're going to move forward? Those are tough. When you ask them where they're supposed to be asked, they really open up people. I mean, it's amazing. You just have to go through that. I mean, even if you just buy a course, I mean, it's excellent.
How much was that Brain X? Do you remember?
I got lucky. because I spent $600 or something like that on this one general course, and then it was supposed to get shipped to me, and then it never made it. And so he was just about to introduce the BrainX thing. So he said, you know what, why don't you just join my BrainX program, $5,000 that he was charging it for. I mean, if you can afford it, it's worth it. I mean, it's so worth it. I think initially when I was just talking to people with Ari Gelfer stuff, I was getting in 7 to 10 clients, you know, I was having appointments, actually sitting down a week. But I think maybe I was selling maybe 20 to 30%, maybe. And so it wasn't that great. But once I started this process and really figured out what I wanted to do and really getting deep into them with those interrogative questions instead of just trying to present something, I could get out of there with 60, 70% at times. I've had some really great weeks.
So give the consultant an idea. How long have you been doing this? And about how many clients have you closed using the HMA system and your process from everything you've learned?
Well, when I'm actually out there pushing it, and I have a lot of other activities that I told you about, but I'll say I've been doing this really hard for about a year and a half. And throughout all the activities I'm trying to, I've made somewhere in the neighborhood of between $315,000 and $330,000. So I remember I talked to you earlier in the year and I gave you a number and I was looking at the actual math and like, no, I'm way above that. But yeah, so I mean, it was between $315,000 to $330,000 in a year and a half when I'm actually really out there trying to crush it.
What's the most clients you're working with at any one time that you can comfortably handle even with your other extracurricular activities?
15.
So 15 clients at a time. And for each step, do you give yourself about 30 days per step? Do you buy yourself time? What do you tell them?
I give myself 30 days.
Do you generally try and get yourself 30 days per step per client?
That's a great way to start. But it always goes faster than that for me, especially now. You know, I'm used to doing it a little more, but yeah.
So in a year and a half, you've done about $330,000 in gross sales.
Correct.
There's not too much cost involved other than your time and your intellectual property. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great business to be in. You can do it part-time. You make your own hours. It's tough to beat.
So you're selling mainly the core four. Are you doing any additional joint venture alliances for a piece of the action, contingency deals with clients that you trust, like, and see an opportunity for additional revenues for ongoing income?
Well, I have one guy now. He has a plumbing company, and he wants to take it nationally. And I'm thinking about doing a contingency deal with him, but I'm still taking $7,000 up front. So I'm not going to do it just for nothing. I won't do that. But I tried it initially when I started Jay Abraham stuff, and I got beat up pretty bad. So I'm not going to go that route.
Oh, you tried. If I can make you a dollar, will you give me a quarter, and then you invest nothing up front?
I got crushed.
So you think the way the HMA system's designed, by selling projects for money up front before you integrate the projects, is the way to go compared to pure contingency?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to find somebody who's honest. If you do your job, you're going to make them so much money, and then the greed starts coming out. People turn into vampires, Mike, and it gets crazy.
Now, have you seen this happen with any of your clients?
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple times.
But there was no contingency on the line because they were just paying you for the project work, right?
Well, no. I'm sorry. I'm talking about when I was doing it for contingency.
I understand, yes.
So when I'm doing project work, yeah, I mean, that's great. You get paid up front, you know.
Are you using a contract at all with all your clients, or is it pretty much handshake deal, they write you a check, you set the appointment, and you get to work together?
I have a quick layman's term agreement.
But that's never been a barrier because you establish your credibility and trust during that conversation when you meet them.
That's not an issue. It's an issue if you make it an issue. If you come in there and throw up on them and tell them how great you are, you're going to have a real tough time selling.
All right, so number one advice from Sam, when you go in and do that opportunity analysis, what are you going to tell the new consultant? What's the most important thing to tell them when they go in there?
I won't be able to answer that question, but I'll tell you what's really important. What's really important is, first off, be the prize. Understand that there's 1,000 people out there, hucksters, scam artists, people who don't deliver. You are a prize. You have a product or a service that is really going to help them in a very big, significant way. And you are the value, okay? Don't make yourself look like you're unimportant or, oh, I'm sorry. Don't be apologetic. you're the man.
So that's a belief that the consultant's got to believe that first, you know, going through the training. They've got to understand the value that they possess with this HMA system. So they have to have that attitude so they can go in and be the prize. You've talked to a lot of businesses out there. Is the HMA head and shoulders above some of these other consulting opportunities and trainings that are being pitched among businesses out there?
Gotten like not only some, I mean, I haven't seen one that's better in the time I've been out here, and I have to a lot of people. I've given a lot of talks, done a lot of teleseminars. I mean, I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. I haven't seen one that's better. One. I mean, you have to understand, the competition for the HMA is high priced. I mean, I've gone up against a lot of these larger consulting firms. And when I say consulting firms, they're usually just advertising firms. And these advertising agencies are charging 10, 15 grand a month. And who knows if we're going to get your results. Or if it's a big, huge consulting company, they really don't even want the business that we're going after. But if for some reason they are in that area, you know, they're trying to get, I mean, 500 grand, really high numbers. And they're not necessarily delivering. It's amazing. So, I mean, the HMA qualitatively is head and shoulders above anything that I've seen out there. The only people who are close are people who are doing something very similar, who are other consultants who've gone through similar type training. Maybe it's not HMA, but it's like, you know, Dan Kennedy or Jay Abraham. Those are the only people who are somewhat close to what you're doing. And they're few and far between.
How often are you working with projects past the core four, five, six, and seven, community relations, advertising? Are you doing much of the non-core four projects?
I try not to, but I have had some larger clients. You know, they want me to keep doing things with them, and I found other ways to help them. Some of them I've taken through seven. I have other marketing training I've had, and I've included that as well. For the vast, I'll say maybe 10% of companies I might decide to do that with. 90% I just try to stick to the core four, the base of my business, and keep it moving.
You got to give me a couple stories about maybe your most memorable client and results-oriented success through the use of the HMA system. Can you share a story with one of your clients?
It's not the biggest one. It's probably the smallest company I've worked with, but she had her own spa, massage services, et cetera, et cetera. And she was very skeptical initially, but when I was able to have that initial conversation with them, and honestly with her, it took me about two or three calls with her before I could ever even really set an appointment. It was tough. But I'm persistent, and that's another thing. It's huge. It's not about victory or loss in the first call. It's about being persistent on a client.
Are you using a database for follow-up, like when to call back, stuff like that?
Initially, when I started, I didn't have really any money, so I was just using Excel.
And since then, what are you using currently?
Infusionsoft stuff. Because I have a lot more different businesses that I'm involved with.
So. I understand. Okay, continue.
She, at the time, she was doing somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000 a week. She had about five people working with her. They were all really kind of struggling. Within a span of 90 days, we took her from $2,000 a week to $9,000 a week in sales. And so I had gone away on vacation, and we weren't talking a whole lot. You know, she was just kind of quiet. And then when I came back from vacation, you know, we had an appointment. I came to see her. As soon as I walked in the door, she had a surprise party. The lights all came on. It was confetti in the air. And she had a huge cake.
For you?
For me.
Oh, my gosh. He threw you a surprise party? You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Yes, she had her family was there. I mean, I'm talking about extended family. And then people she was been able to help, like, financially because the work that we were doing together and brought tears to my eyes. I mean, that's the kind of gratitude that she showed. And, I mean, after you help them, you are
their best friend. You are like family. You have to be sometimes shocked at the effect that marketing can have on a business. I mean, does it sometimes surprise you?
Well, not anymore. You know, I think initially I was really surprised. But, I mean, I guess what I love so much is the deep, heartfelt. I mean, I'm talking about I've had more than 25, 30 business owners, I mean, just cry. And it's really an emotional thing. I mean, they've been struggling for a long time. And the thing about it is almost every business owner thinks they understand marketing. They all think they understand it. And they have no idea. For the most part, they have no idea. And so it's when you're able to get in and actually help them, it's almost like you're doing God's work.
Let me ask you this. As you build your clientele, you're working with 15 clients at a time. There's only so much time for Sam. There's only 24 hours in a day. How do you view the difference between you doing the integration, the consulting, you being the actual implementer of the system, compared to maybe if your time is squeezed where you move more into a coaching role and you try and get them to do more of the implementation and integration of the marketing systems to free up Sam's time? Do you use a balance between the two? And what comments would you have on the comparison between you being the implementer and you being a coach where you get them to be the implementer?
Well, I'll tell you, I play with both. I don't have the systems in place yet, and that's really what I'm struggling to do right now, setting up systems and planning and procedures so I can grow the company really big. But if you can do the coaching, the trade-off is that you're going to make a lot more money with a lot less time, and you can just sit on the phone and help people. That might be the ideal way to go.
But up until now, you've been the implementer, correct?
Yeah, I've been the implementer. I mean, I've just started recently as of, let's say, 4 or 5 months ago, dabbling in the coaching stuff. Most of it is I'm there doing the work. Or I have somebody, one of the other joint venture consultants I have, doing some work with me, and we're sharing a load of profit, that kind of thing, so that I can be somewhere else. But, yeah, if you can do something over the phone, great. You shouldn't have to go out there every single time you need to do something. You should talk to them on the phone, but it's just a lot of work.
What do you say to the people out there who are considering the consulting business as an opportunity and a lifestyle and a business, but they say, you know, we're in hard times. No one's got any money to pay consultants. We're in a recession, depression, and everybody's broke. How would you answer that based on your experience being out in the field?
That categorically, that's false. Unequivocally, false. Basically, there's never been a greater need than right now for what we offer. There's never been a greater desire for it than right now. Some of the greatest fortunes were made in times like this. This is the greatest time to be out here. The reality is that people need it. They want it. All you have to do is show them the value. They have the money. Hey, listen, if you're out between 4:30 and 6:30, guess what? You're still stuck in gridlock. Why? Because people are still working. Business is moving. You know, getting caught up in the headlines and the talking heads never makes sense. Go out there, just try it. Try it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. What situation, what business are you going to join where the cost of entry is so low and the promise of income potential is so high? I don't know. I mean, well, I can't make that money on the stock market. Maybe you can. I don't know. Coaching, consulting is the way. It's the $1.2 billion industry right now. I think just in the States, just in the States. And now we're moving into a global industry. I mean, there's people in China right now looking for consultants. It's getting bigger. I don't know if people know this or not, but GM sold more cars in China than they did ever in their history in America last year. And they're expecting Africa, heck, to be online globally as far as the economy by 2020. These consulting opportunities are just enormous, and they're getting even bigger. And the lack of money is just not true at all. It's false.
We're going to wrap it up here. I want you to take the listener a year and a half ago when Sam Aluccio learned about HMA and some of the other training offered or that led you to some of the other training to Sam Aluccio now. You know, financially, what has this meant for your lifestyle and you personally? What has all this meant in the last year and a half?
I'm out of debt. Well, I started out, I had about $70,000 in debt. My credit was in the toilet because my credit cards were just about all maxed. And I owed family, friends money for failed business opportunities. I was at the point where you can't tell me to talk to my friends and family about one more business opportunity because I've exhausted all goodwill in that regard. To now where I'm out of debt. I went to Costa Rica for 30 days. Man, you know, if I want to take a trip, I just jump on a plane. I don't even look at prices. If I want to do something, I can just go get clients. If I want to wake up at noon, I can. and no one's going to say anything. It's a godsend.
That's great. Well, Sam, this has been an incredible interview. It's valuable for new and existing HMA consultants, whether they're having great success or whether they're struggling or whether they're still sitting on the sidelines. And I appreciate you sharing it with me, and I think it's a wonderful story, and I wish you continued success, and maybe we can do another one in a year and a half and get a part two and see how you've been doing if you haven't moved to Costa Rica.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right. I'm real happy with the story, and I'm really happy that the HMA and everything you've learned through it has had this impact on your life. I really do appreciate you sharing it with me and our listeners.
I'm very thankful to have had the opportunity, and I hope it helps somebody. I hope they just listen and stop thinking and just follow the program.
That's the end of our interview with Sam Aluccio. I hope it's been helpful. And if you have any questions on HMA and you want to talk to me before giving it a 30-day trial, give me a call at 858-692-9461. Thanks for listening.